Scott of SJWealthWire.com, Final Days Report, episode 445. What does AI pricing, discriminatory pricing, it's called? We'll dive deep into that definition. What does it mean, especially when you look at the Mark of the Beast system, where you can't buy or sell unless you take the Mark of the Beast? Kroger talked about implementing AI pricing, discriminatory pricing, willingness to pay, and I'm sure other factors as well. And now Delta Airlines is following suit. All of these big corporations appear to be moving to artificial intelligent pricing based on certain factors. Folks, all of this reminds me of Revelation 12, where Satan has but a short time for his wrath. Wild time to be alive. Great time to be alive. Be bold, my friends. Christians are called to be bold. Make sure you share this VCast with your friends and family. Even if you don't want to actually send it electronically, write post-it notes in public places. The first story I want to cover, though, is it all a script? So you have to remember the mainstream news is allowed to lie with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act. And what, six companies represent over 90% of all media? And I'm sure that number is consolidated as corporations get purchased. But you need to think about this. So they catch this couple on a kiss cam during a concert, and the couple squirmed and tried to hide themselves. And lo and behold, down to the shirts, the necklace, the hair, this was shown on The Simpsons. So this is from End Times Reveal Telegram. The world is a stage. This is from The Simpsons season 26, episode 10, titled The Man Who Came to Be Dinner. Oh man, everything is just so ridiculous. Keep your eyes on Jesus and have no fear. And I wondered why they pushed this narrative in the mainstream news. They need to push perversion. They need to put it out there that, yeah, maybe this guy's cheating or she's cheating. So, you know, you don't have a reaction to hide yourself on a kiss cam. So it's a stage. The world is a stage, as we've always said. Now, for those of you following our ministry, check out Final Days Report episode 378 and then search for others on sjwellfire.com. I'll put some thumbnails up that we have the theory, and I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I get false prophet vibes from Elon Musk. The false prophet will bring on the mark of the beast, right? Elon Musk with X, how it's tied to artificial intelligence, singularity is here. He's pushing X to be a payment system. Right? Shooting rockets, fire coming down from heaven. All of it makes sense. Baphomet boy wearing the Baphomet costume as his profile pic on X forever. So check out that series. But I just thought this post on X from Elon Musk in terms of Neuralink fits that profile, because you have to remember there are going to be lying signs and wonders. So they give you dementia, and they're going to cure dementia. They give you autism, they're going to cure autism. It's interesting, the paralyzed can walk, according to Elon Musk's mother, that we've played oftentimes. So these are signs and wonders. I think they're lying signs and wonders. Because remember, if you hook up to artificial intelligence, according to Elon, it has read-write capabilities. You're going to be a mind-controlled slave. But let's read his tweet. Neuralink will do live changing good for ultimately millions, maybe billions of people. It should probably say life-changing good. Imagine your loved one being able to walk again, or your parent with dementia being able to recognize their child again. I've seen studies where people with dementia had hair tests, and the toxicity of their brains is out of control. Same with autistic kids. Give you heart disease, cure heart disease with As the Days of Noah devil juice. Give you clots, cure clots. Give you cancer, cancer skyrocketing, cure cancer with the same tech. Right? Larry Ellison, AI Stargate, second day of Trump's office. We can cure cancer. Well, why did cancer take off? And remember, we did a podcast where we did a book review from the 30s where a doctor said all of his cancer patients basically took old school pokes. People that didn't have cancer were poke-free. Big pharma, by their sorceries, the rich men of this world hoodwinked you. Sorceries in the Greek is pharmakia. So the original post, we successfully completed both P8 and P9 this weekend, our first performing two surgeries in one day. Both participants are receiving well. Both participants are recovering well and in great spirits, really. They're in the AI spirit. We are looking forward to supporting them on their Neuralink journey. And remember, they don't need a big old chip. According to Elon, they have non-invasive surgery with neural lace to lace you. So the false prophet, is this the false prophet? And is this a tweet that we should be mindful of? Check out our series, my friends. This is what I wrote on Telegram. Counterfeit miracles at what expense? Hooking up to AI via brain-computer interface with non-invasive nanotech methods. Think syringes. The blind can see, get a high IQ, make money. I think I've covered 9 reasons why people will hook up to artificial intelligence willingly. Remember, this technology has read. It can read your mind and write plant memories in your mind. It's a soul trap. This is nothing short of a soul trap. All right. So I'm going to cover the story of AI pricing indiscriminately with Delta Airlines and Kroger. But what is discriminatory pricing? Because I have seen this done. I've researched it. I managed a $100 million business unit and a $200 million business unit, small business units for major CPG companies. And I actually had to do the pricing. Then what has happened further in my career is you would have what was called revenue management with just the biggest techies, mathematicians doing discriminatory pricing. And it's totally legal. You need to think about this with discriminatory pricing. Walmart would get the best deals because they buy in bulk. So it's not one price fits all. No, if you buy in bulk, you know, that's a first degree, maybe second degree of discriminatory pricing. But discriminatory pricing or price discrimination is a strategy where sellers charge different prices for the same product or service based on various factors. So there's so many different factors. Keep that in mind with the carbon dioxide tracker, with universal basic income, with the social credit tracker. Aiming to maximize revenue and capture consumer surplus. So first degree price discrimination, also known as perfect price discrimination, this involving charging each customer the maximum of what they're willing to pay. The second degree price discrimination, this type involves charging different prices based on quantity consumed or the version of the product purchased. For instance, bulk discounts or tiered pricing plans or services for common examples. I have a doctor friend, a dentist, who said he will do discriminatory pricing. I mean, I kind of educated him on it, but he literally would price people that have high income and are pains in the butt. So let's say they go in to get their teeth clean and will complain, will take longer, will just be a hassle, a nuisance, will keep calling, right? There's a time factor. He'll charge them more and they're willing to pay. So it's not all bad. Right. If it's a drain on your resources, if there's a demanding customer that's not demanding for excellence of work, but demanding because that's their personality and their trouble, charge them more. So in a way, it can be good for businesses. Third degree price discrimination. This is where it gets a little bit more, I guess, nefarious, a little bit more aggressive. This occurs when different prices are changed and charged to different groups of consumers based on identifiable characteristics such as age, location, or occupation. That is your demographics. But then in marketing, we had what was called psychographic segmentation. Psychographic segmentation, where it's based on behavior. So you could have a 90-year-old man or woman and a 20-year-old man or woman, but they share the same beliefs, attitudes, behaviors. So you would group them into their mindset. So for example, somebody that was super cheap, they would be in a psychographic segmentation. Now I'm adding to this definition fourth degree, programmable money with rules. This is where your trackers come into place. This is where your mark of the beast comes into place. Now, We covered this story before. Kroger, this is food. And this, to me, sets up the mark of the beast. This, to me, will be aligned with the biodigital surveillance state. Kroger's new dynamic AI pricing scheme is corporate greed out of control, critics say. This is from Raw Story. This happened a while ago. Warren D. Mass was joined by Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania on Wednesday in writing a letter to the chairman and CEO of the Kroger Company, raising concerns about how the company's collaboration with AI company Intelligence Node could result in both privacy violations and worsen inequity as customers are forced to pay more based on personal data Kroger gathers about them to determine how much price hiking they can tolerate. When I got my MBA, this person came in that was an expert with those rewards programs from grocery stores. And I remember going back 20 years ago, I would never sign up for a rewards program. And this is before the facial recognition. This is before artificial intelligence. The amount of data that they have off of your purchases that you give to them for certain rewards is mind-bending. It's going to be turned on you, my friends. As the senators wrote, the chain first introduced dynamic pricing in 2018 and expanded to 500 of its nearly 3,000 stores last year. The company has partnered with Microsoft to develop electronic shelving labels system, ELS, as an enhanced display for the grocery environment using digital tags to display prices at the store. And it says employees can change the prices on demand. Artificial intelligence will do this. Artificial intelligence will do this with scanners. We played the videos at Walmart where there's scanners before you open up the actual freezer doors. The Mark of the Beast system is moving very, very, very fast. And the story that prompted this VCast, Delta soars into controversy with an airfare AI that decides your ticket price. This is called discriminatory pricing based on many factors. And what hit me when I read this story is, how will this fit your carbon tax model? How will AI hook up to other databases like Palantir and eGov? How will all of this be symbiotic, my friends? Think of Starlink, knowing exactly where you've gone. The article goes on to say, can travel in the U.S. get any worse? Delta Airlines is advancing its use of artificial intelligence to determine individual ticket prices, a move that could fundamentally transform how passengers pay for flights, the tool that essentially eliminates static pricing in favor of an AI system designed to calculate precisely how much each customer is willing to pay. I think it'll be on factors like your carbon tracker, how much carbon dioxide you've used, how much meat you ate. Has already ignited a fierce debate over fairness and transparency. The other thing with this, too, is as Trump moves us to the blockchain with cryptocurrency and probably moves to eliminate cash, first they start with the penny, then the nickel, probably be some sort of pandemic where cash is spreading the disease. I can see the playbook now. Everything will be transparent. What do you make? How does universal basic income fit this as all the jobs disappear? And again, this will be purchasing based on your consumption habits. Facial recognition, biodigital recognition, funneling AI. And then the other thing I was thinking about with this, because we covered, I think it was MasterCard, how they're launching an AI purchasing agent that can be your power of attorney. And if you're hooked up to AI, I'm sure you're like, well, yeah, AI knows what's best for me because you'll be mind controlled. You might have AI agents fighting AI pricing model agents. At the end of the day, there'll be no privacy. All purchases will be tracked on the blockchain provided to you by the right. Central bank digital currencies is a programmable voucher that's more nefarious than the blockchain, but it's all bad, as we said in our last VCast. So how does this fit the entire system, the mark of the beast model, where you can't buy or sell unless you activate the mark of the beast? This fits Microsoft's 666 patent as well that we've covered over the years. And it gets more wicked. Mexico makes biometric identifier mandatory for all citizens. Remember the president of Mexico was predicted by the Economist magazine with their little ponytail? It's all a stage, going back to the first slide. Last month, legislators approved amendments to a law related to the 18-character personal identifier known as the Unique Population Registration Code, CURP. With the change formalized on Wednesday through a decree, the mandatory CURP will contain personal and biometric information, including a photograph and a QR code containing biometric fingerprint and iris data. The identifier is expected to be introduced gradually to all Mexicans by February 2026. I have a bunch of listeners that moved out of the United States to Mexico. The government has also allowed the consolidation of the citizen codes into a single identity platform that will be connected to other state databases and administrative records. According to the decree, the Ministry of Interior and the Digital Transformation Agency must create a unified identity platform within 90 days. They probably already have it. It's probably sitting here in the United States or in Israel. While public and this is ID 2020 that we've covered forever. There's a classic infographic. I'll see if I can find it, where you can't do anything without your papers, please, without some sort of ID 2020, which is this. While public and private institutions will be required to update their system to recognize the identifier. Remember, both Obama, Bill Gates, and even Trumpster said, we need to censor the net. We need to make sure people on the net can't say things without us knowing who they are, because of hate speech, because of bullying, because of artificial intelligence and fake news. This is one big playbook, my friends. The article goes on to say, privacy advocates, however, have viewed the introduction of the mandatory biometric ID with suspicion, you think? Raising concerns that the CURP will lead to surveillance and data security issues. So you take this biometric system, ID 2020, you parlay it into the two articles we just read about AI pricing everything. Great time to be alive, my friends. And I want to cover an article from Ice Age Farmer, because this is as the days of Noah. No flesh will be left. To me, that means no flesh that God created will be left. I did not explain that in my last podcast, but I've said it multiple times. Moderna founder launches aerial spraying of RNA to alter gene expression of crops. This is wicked. They're defiling your food that we've been covering for 4 years. You've heard of Moderna. Now meet Tyrannical. Flagship pioneering creator of Moderna and a World Economic Forum partner has just unveiled Tyranna Biosciences, providing $500 million to scale up development of their flagship product, an RNA spray, which enters the plant and alters gene expression. That should give alarm, sound off the alarm of mRNA technology. And that poke, The Lancet said, which is a medical journal, said it defiles your DNA. It changes your DNA. So are you a GMO patented tract person? Do you no longer have rights? Is that why they're able to move like this? After being sprayed on, the RNA enters the plant through small tears in the leaves. With this method, Tyrannia can load in RNAs that act as programmable plant vaccines or proteins that can aid in insect resistance or antifungal capabilities, for example. What's more, the changes are, they're hereditary. That expression will be passed on. It'll be patented. They flow to the next generation of crops. So the same forces who sought to modify the human genome have targeted also our food and plants as they mumble something about save crops because of global warming and cow farts. It's nice to see Ice Age Farmer back, and his Substack is called Unshadowed, is his new brand. It's wickedness. It's absolute wickedness. We did a podcast about how scientists say they want humans to power 6G. Check out the last podcast that we did. And I go back to how the Department of Energy linked with eugenics, the Eugenics Society, actually sponsored the Genome Project. You got to scratch your head. Why is the Department of Energy involved in the Genome Project? And then we have this new mRNA technology that, according to some scientists, can actually launch or power 6G. And 6G is needed for the internet of nano things, the internet of bodies, things like this. Let's end with scripture, because it seems like they're winning, but they're not winning. There's going to be judgment for those that destroy the world. Woe to you. Revelation 11:18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, and that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints. Those are Christians. And then that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them that destroy the earth, as the days of Noah. God's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. And he's going to burn it all down. I'm parlaying now into the pre-trib rapture, because this just hit me last night as I was researching for this VCast. But the day of the Lord, that's when Jesus comes back, will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, right? The last trumpet, ba-boom, great noise. He comes back. It's going to be loud. It's not going to be secret. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. God's going to burn it all. Why? Because everything's going to be defiled. Thief in the night. Hermeneutics. Jesus comes back as a thief in the night, because all my preacher rapture friends believe in imminence. They're signs. For yourself, know perfectly that the day of the Lord Jesus' return so cometh as a thief in the night. I hear that all the time. Well, when he comes back as a thief in the night, which I think is the post-trib rapture, he's going to burn everything. And another proof point thereof is go look up in Revelation vials, bowls, thief in the night. He comes as a thief in the night. It's after the mark of the beast has been implemented. So let the Bible define the Bible. Look for things that interlock, my friends. So God bless. Thank you for your support. Check out the last VCast that we did. It was a little long, but the deception is so great. Things are moving so fast. And the ultimate goal is to biohack you, period. It's to control you as a mind control slave.